Bonneville, RCMP are still looking for one suspect after responding to reports of two suspicious people entering several properties on the south side of Muriel Lake on October 12. Bonneville RCMP responded to the area, and in collaboration with the Cold Lake Police Dog Services and the Eastern Alberta District Crime Reduction Unit, one man was located, arrested and charged. The 34-year-old man from Cahuin has been charged with 4 counts of break and enter, 4 counts of theft under $5,000, 2 counts of mischief under $5,000, possession of break-in instruments and failing to comply with a release condition. The second male suspect has been identified and a warrant for his arrest is being sought. Bonneville RCMP is asking residents in that area to check their properties for anything suspicious and report any apparent break-ins and thefts to police. Distracted driving and seatbelt blitz. During the afternoon of October 14, members of the St. Paul Traffic Services were in the Bonneville area focusing on occupant restraint safety and distracted driving. A total of 14 different vehicles were found to have occupants not wearing their seatbelts and charges were laid where appropriate. RCMP would like to remind motorists of the importance of wearing a seatbelt at all times when in a motor vehicle, no matter the distance being traveled or whether it be in rural or urban settings. 3 other motorists were found to be on their cell phones while driving and were also charged accordingly. Car dealership. On October 8, Bonneville RCMP responded to a report of a local car dealership being broken into overnight. Police attended and located blood at the point of entry. The blood will be analyzed by the RCMP laboratory and the file remains under investigation, according to information from RCMP. MVC Police, along with Bonneville, Fort Kent and Ardmore Fire Services, and EMS responded to a motor vehicle collision on October 14 at about 3:50 p.m. The two-vehicle collision happened on Highway 28, near Fort Kent. The drivers of both vehicles were the lone occupants and both were transported to hospital from the scene. The investigation is ongoing, according to RCMP. Bonneville RCMP would like to remind motorists of the importance of following the rules associated to the arrows in the designated lanes at both the Fort Kent and Ardmore intersections as they differ from one intersection to the other. Uninsured and unregistered vehicles on the road. While responding to a call on October 10 where a homeowner was asking police to remove someone causing mischief from a residence south of town, police located the suspect driving a vehicle with no license plate. A roadside check was conducted and the 27-year-old female from Bonneville was charged with driving an uninsured motor vehicle and driving an unregistered motor vehicle, according to RCMP. If convicted on both counts, the woman could face up to $3,199 in fines. A few days later on October 13, St. Paul Traffic Services conducted a roadside check that resulted in a 49-year-old man from Bonneville being charged with driving an uninsured motor vehicle, driving an unregistered motor vehicle, displaying improper license plate, driving a motor vehicle without a license, turning left unsafely and transporting liquor within easy access to the driver. If convicted, the man could face up to $4,129 in fines. In a third, separate incident, RCMP noticed a vehicle with expired registration on October 15. A roadside check with the driver further revealed that the vehicle was not insured either. The 21-year-old male from Bonneville was charged with both offenses and if convicted could face fines up to $3,199. License plate. A report of a stolen license plate was received by RCMP on October 8. The plate was taken from the 5100 block of 53rd Avenue in Bonneville. The next day, while conducting patrols in Cahuin, the RCMP located the license plate on a vehicle being driven and arrested a 27-year-old female from Bonneville who was in possession of it, according to police. The woman was charged with possession of stolen property and is set to appear in Bonneville Provincial Court on November 16. C can break in at some point between October 3 and October 11. A C-can was broken into near Dupree Road, and 4 new BMW tires and rims were taken. Anyone with information regarding this theft is urged to contact the Bonneville RCMP or Crime Stoppers. Election signs. Bonneville RCMP would like to take the opportunity to remind the public that tampering with election signs or stealing them could lead to criminal charges. It is illegal to tamper with election signs during an election period, and doing so could lead to criminal code charges for mischief under or over $5,000 or theft under or over $5,000.